Oh, hear that, people? Ha 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 ha. There's the theme music. And now it's time for, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, geeks of all ages, it's time for Geeked English, episode number 5, The Challenge, GPS Software and the Android OS. This episode's brought to you by Randall Rowan. If you take a look at the blog roll, he's on the website. He can take care of almost anything you can think of when it comes to web design, mobile app design, everything under the sun. He's the guy I go to just in case I don't have enough time to get a website done. So check him out. He's really professional. He knows what he's doing. Now, let's get on with the show. Ha 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 ha. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart for a number of reasons. Because, well, one main reason is because there's a difference between an actual GPS and what's called an assisted GPS. An actual GPS does not require you to connect to the cellular network. A lot of people don't know that. Let's say, for example, you have a BlackBerry, or as I like to call it, a CrackBerry, and you use BlackBerry Maps or whichever, okay? Or even with the iPhone, okay? You end up using the TomTom app or whichever, okay? And you're out in the middle of nowhere, and it ends up saying, I'm sorry, I'm searching for satellites. It's not actually looking for satellites. This is what ticks me off beyond belief when it ends up coming to GPS navigational software. An assisted GPS or AGPS requires triangulation. In other words, unless you're connected to, I don't know, three or more cell towers in your area, you're not going to get a very good position on where you are. You're not going to get very good directions. That's another thing that drives me nuts, is that we'll end up using the iPhone or even the iPod Touch, for example, okay, unless you're connected to a wireless network. In other words, 802.11bg or n, okay? Not saying that the iPad, the iPhone, or anything like that come with n, but unless you're connected to a wireless network and you allow it to discover you based on your IP address, it's going to sit there and go, huh? I don't know where I am. I guess we're out in the middle of a field doing nothing, and I don't even know where I am. Ha, 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 ha. Okay? That drives me nuts. Okay? I've already ended up making myself abundantly clear. That is not a true GPS. Okay? It ends up being very costly on data packages unless you're in the U.S. and you have an unlimited data package from, you know, Verizon or something like that, as an example. T-Mobile, pretty much every cellular carrier or every cellular company down in the US, they have unlimited data packages. In Canada, some parts in Europe, some parts over in Asia, there's no unlimited data packages. I mean, you can end up choosing between anywhere from 50 megabytes to, I don't know, the sky's the limit depending on how much you want to pay. So with that being said, there are two different types of GPSs. One that sucks, in my opinion, is the assisted stuff. I've already made myself clear with that, and I'm going to get off that tangent. Now, the one thing that I really like that comes with, you know, my tablets are true GPSs, or what I call true GPSs. These GPS systems are working off of the satellites in space, off of the global positioning system. Now, that's what GPS stands for, is global positioning system, if you didn't already know. They require connections to the satellites in space. With my tablets, I know for a fact you can go out on a cloudy day, you can drive around all you want, and have no problems. They also work off of triangulation as well, so they require anywhere between three or more. Big difference is these don't require you to connect to the 3G network, the 4G network. What else? They don't require you to connect to a wireless network at all, like I said, 802.11 B, G, or N, or what have you. So with that being said, what would you rather have? A 7-inch tablet that has a true GPS, a 10-inch tablet that has a true GPS, or would you rather end up going out and buying, let's use the HTC Desire, or the HTC Hero, or the Milestone, or the Droid, or something like that, where it does not have a real GPS unit built into it. Even if it ends up saying, you know, like, hey, look, you can use us for, you know, your driving directions and that, it still requires you to connect to the cellular network. That's where my stuff starts to differ from everything else that's out in and on the market. A lot of people don't realize that. With that being said, there are a few applications that I like and some that I don't. We'll start with the paid for applications. Yes, I said a dirty word, paid. Some of the paid for applications that I found that I like are iGo 8 for the Android OS. It's very, very user friendly. It does have turn-by-turn navigation, voice prompting, pretty much you name it, it has it, okay? It does have a cost to it. I have my own personal copy, and I believe it cost me $60, okay? But that's for the software and the maps, okay? There's no need to worry about trying to have a problem updating your maps for it or anything else. I mean, if you go out and you end up buying the maps that are out there on, you know, the iGo's website, either for iGo 8, iGo My Way, iGo Amigo, so on and so forth, the maps will work with the Android version. A lot of people don't realize that. So you can save yourself a bunch of cash that way. Instead of going out and buying, you know, a TomTom application for your iPhone that ends up being $30, then depending on what maps you wanted to get, you could end up paying upwards of like $250, if not more, so that you can drive anywhere in North America, which drives me nuts. Okay, now, there is also a few others that, you know, the team has ended up testing out and all the rest of it. One is actually Copilot. If you do a lot of traveling and often travel off your planned route, Copilot is for you. Okay, Copilot software works on maps that are downloaded to the SD card on the phone. The larger the storage of the SD card allows you to fit, you know, more maps or whichever. You can end up getting maps for North America, certain parts of Europe, certain cities even, right down to it. It does have a good street view of where you're going and all the rest of it, okay? It does have some pros. You know, the maps are stored onto an SD card, which, you know, if you don't have an SD card, you're going to be pretty much hosed. It does have live features such as weather, traffic, and fuel prices. Most driver, you know, it's an easy UI to get around with or user interface. It does support multi-destination routing. In other words, if you were to put in, well, I want to go to Grandma's, I want to go out and spend $40. Not exactly a bad thing, because, you know, you end up using apps to SD. You end up putting your other applications on there. It ends up being a storage medium, not just for the GPS itself. The other con, if you want to take advantage of current weather conditions instead of looking out your window, you want to take a look at traffic conditions besides looking out your window, or fuel prices, which is a bit of a bonus because gas, let's face it, gas is getting expensive, so you want to try to get the best price for fuel that you can. You have to connect to the cellular network, whether it's, you know, 3G, EVDO, whatever, okay? That ends up being a bit of a con because, again, you're connecting over the wireless cellular network. And data plan goes for a dump. It ends up getting right up there, and as far as I'm concerned, that's just not right. So if it's a GPS... Anyway, I'm going to get off that topic. I hate assisted GPS units or anything that's assisted by the cellular network. Another one that has been used is Wyze Pilot. Again, it's for Android. It's another GPS app for Android. Honestly, I feel this app doesn't set itself apart from any other GPS app enough to justify a $70 a year price tag. Yes, it gets you from point to point. It does have points of interests and voice alerts, but so do the free apps that are out there and, you know, stuff that comes along with Copilot and iGo and all the rest of it. The one thing that it does have is it lets you manage all your routes online. It can be very nice features if you are planning a trip. You can map out an entire trip from start to finish, including places to eat and gas stations and blah, 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 blah. The bonus, the one pro it does have to it is you can manage your trips and favorites on their website via My Wyze Pilot. Now, my list of cons, it's pricey. I mean, $70 just for the software and a set of maps? You know, like, that's getting a little nuts. The user interface isn't as polished as I'd like it to be. It requires you, in most cases, to connect to the cellular network. And it doesn't set itself apart from any other GPS apps that are out there. Telnav. Now, Telnav I've used for quite a few years, okay? I ended up buying a cheap, little backstory about that is I ended up buying a cheapy GPS unit from a wholesaler. I think it cost me like $90. Okay, like I said, this was a few years ago. And I hacked it. That's right, I hacked it. If it's technology, I need to make it do anything I can make it do. Now, one thing I did was I went out and I ended up buying Telnav, the GPS unit that I ended up buying before I started getting into, you know, Android tablets and all the rest of it. It was running on Windows CE. Okay. Now, Telnav has always been near and dear to me until now. I mean, Telnav was the first big thing for GPS apps on Android. Many G1 users have begun to use this app before before Google Maps integrated navigation. Telnav gives you access to 10 million points of interest, gas prices, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Anyway, the pros to the Android version are its ease of use. It's very easy to use. It's very much like Telnav on a strictly dedicated GPS unit. Now, it does have audible directions that make sense. So instead of it just going saying, well, at the end of the road, turn left, up here, turn right, and over there, stop, and you're at your destination, it does take you step by step by step. Now, the cons are... is that it's not supported for most recent devices. Now, yes, my tablets do support it, but it doesn't support all of them that are out there. Say, for example, the HTC Dream. One of the lab rats ended up having a hard time getting it to work on his Dream. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to make an application, make it completely compatible with everything that is out there. Not just, you know, the G1 or, you know, anything that's Android 1.6 and above until you end up getting to 2.2. I mean, come on. If you're going to do an app, do it right. Another con is that I find one of the most expensive apps at $70 a year coming from a European country. Give me a break. It's either $70 US or it's 70 euro or it's so on and so forth. There's no Canadian dollar pricing for it because, hey, we have to go off of the American greenback, which is, you know, whatever. Most people have to anyway. Unless you live in Europe and then it's euro. But anyway, with that being said, you know, it's $70 a year. It's one of the most expensive ones out there. They've been around one of the ones that have been around the longest, but still it's pricey. Again, it has to connect to the 3G EVDO cellular networks, you know, whatever cell company you're with, and you pop in their little, you know, USB stick, or you pop in your SIM card for it, and you want to find all the points of interest in that, make sure you have a very healthy data plan. That or some very, very deep pockets. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Now, I'm going to get off the tangent of the paid applications and all the rest of it. Now I'm going to go on to the open source and free applications. That's right. Let's go back to where things should be when it comes to Android, when it comes to anything that's Linux-based. Open source and free. Now, this is where things really start to differ, okay? There's Google Maps Navigation. Okay, if you haven't heard of Google Maps and you use Google, get out from underneath the digital rock of which you've been living. Okay, I mean, it's pretty much been around for quite a few years. Google Maps with navigation is available for Android 1.6 and higher, so it's compatible with everything that's out there. This suite has proven itself and is currently one of the most popular GPS apps for Android 1.6 users and above. It includes all kinds of features that no other GPS app are able to provide, such as Street View like you would find with Google Maps itself, satellite views. Another nice feature is that it integrates with Google Buzz, which allows you to view buzzes right on the map at the location where they're posted. Google Maps also features reviews on many points of interest. It's decent. Again, another one that requires you to connect to the 3G network. I mean, I can sit in my living room and I can make sure that my Wi-Fi is turned on and turn on the GPS and I can plan routes, but as soon as I get in my car and I go for a drive down the road with the wireless shut off and I don't have it connected to a phone, it sits there like a dummy and goes and says, huh? Now, another thing I don't like about Google Navigation, okay, yes, it's open source, it's free, it's this, it's that, it's the other thing. They're not exactly the newest kids on the block. They've been doing mapping for years. As far as I'm concerned, they already know how to release a GPS program. They don't include the maps. You have to connect to the 3G network, 4G, 3GS, whatever. You have to connect to the cellular network to get it to update the maps in your position. It runs off of a technology called tile mapping. And basically what it does is it constantly uploads and downloads your location, and it downloads the tile on the map a little square at a time as to where you're going. I don't really like that because, again, I'd rather just, you know, jump in my car, hook up the GPS, and away I go. Another one I like that is open source, absolutely free, does not require you to connect to the 3G networks of any description, is AndNav, AndNav 2, and OSMNav, or OSMAnt. Let me go through them one at a time, because the three of them spawned from the same open source GPS application. And that is AndNav. AndNav runs off of the OpenStreetMaps format. Now, it does come as an APK file that you can download from the Android Marketplace, or you can end up going through the AndNav website, which is AndNav, AndNav.org. Okay. And it'll walk you through step by step on how to use the freely available maps that you can get off of the OpenStreetMap website. I find it to be very, very accurate with everywhere I've ended up traveling. And like I said, the maps are free. The software is free. Yes, you need a micro SD card or you need a memory card of some description to use it, but you don't need to connect to the 3G network. You don't need to connect to the cellular network. The maps are stored on the micro SD card. They are absolutely readily available, and you don't have to pay for them outside of downloading it from your home computer. And that doesn't just mean, you know, downloading the directions on how to get to grandma's house in Saskatchewan when you're trying to get from Toronto. I mean, you don't have to worry about that at all. You download, you put in your destination, where you're starting from, where you're going to, and it calculates, you know, a direction, and it gives you turn-by-turn directions. It's very, very easy to use, and a lot of people I don't think have ever heard of it. Now, AndNav 2, of course, is the other version of AndNav, same project. Has a few more bells and whistles than what AndNav doesn't. That it's, you know, it ends up being optional to connect to the 3G network. AndNav 2 has points of interest that are already available on the OpenStreetMaps website, where you can download your maps for nothing. Well, put it this way. I ended up using this. I ended up downloading a complete map of North America, Mexico, the U.S., Puerto Rico, well, not really Puerto Rico, it's not part of North America, it's part of the U.S., but anyway, Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, including the Queen Charlotte Islands, way up north where the polar bears would end up saying, wow, you're nuts. The map for that, the size of the map was, for me it was 1.2 gigs. That's right. All of North America. I downloaded a map of the world, and a friend of mine ended up, a friend of mine was taking off to Germany. He didn't know where he wanted to go in Germany. So I went and said, well, hold on a second. Let me see your phone. He had a 16 gig micro SD card in his phone. I went and said, no, try this. So he ended up taking one of my 7-inch tablets that have a GPS built right into it. I installed the program for him. I installed the maps for him. And the map of the world was 5 gigabytes. That's right, 5. How much did it cost? Zero. Nothing. Not a bloody penny. Outside of maybe an hour and a half of downloading it off of the internet for absolutely nothing. So an hour and a half of your time to download a 5 gig map of the world? That's pretty bloody good. It does not require you, again, to connect to a 3G network or to a 4G network, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't require you to connect to a cell tower. So how does that grab you? Absolutely free maps, absolutely free program, and a true GPS unit with turn-by-turn directions, points of interest, all the rest of it. The three of them, and nav, OSM and nav 2 all spawn from and nav, and there's no problems with it at all. So I mean, you can go with that or whichever. OSM and you can download at code.google.com/p/OSMAND, away you go. Or just do a Google search for OSMAND. Now, you see, this is one thing I love about the open source community, is that everybody is normally there to back one another up. OSMAND is released through the GPL version 3. It works on Android 1.5. And it's absolutely free. Heck, you can download absolutely every version of OSMAND if you really wanted to. You could end up using its sister application called OSM Tracker. OSM Tracker runs off of SVN tiles, or you can, again, you can just end up going to OpenStreetMaps, download the map of the world as an SVN file, plug it in, and away you go. You pay nothing for both, okay? What OSM Tracker does is it ends up tracking where you've been. So say, for example, you're out hiking in the middle of the bush, and you end up getting lost, but you've ended up leaving OSM Tracker running, okay? You pull out your tablet, you take a look at your tablet, and you end up saying, oh, okay, so I just turn around here and I keep walking this way. Okay, fair enough. And you can backtrack, or you can end up showing where you've been. Or for the parents that are out there that end up lending their car to their 16-year-old, their 17-year-old, or to their kids, or to their friends, or whatever, it shows you where they've been, how fast they were traveling, if they were speeding. It shows you everything. And again, it tracks GPS coordinates, not mapping coordinates. Well, hold on. GPS mapping coordinates are the same thing as mapping coordinates, but it doesn't require a map. It just tracks. It only needs a map if you want to backtrack, okay, or you want to set up a waypoint or whichever. It's a very robust tool. It's a very robust application for tracking. It's the same as, you know, MyTrax. Again, it's good for Android 1.5 and up. I mean, you can end up downloading the APK file. And again, it's at the Google Code websites. And it tracks where you are. It tracks where you've been. What else is there? There's a bunch of them that are out there, people. And a lot of people don't realize that all you have to do is just Google, and you can find these free open source applications that would end up making TomTom just kind of sit there and go, oops. Or pretty much any paid-for application. It's one thing that I strongly suggest. A lot of people don't realize that you don't just have to go through the Android marketplace. You can then just go off of the Google searches yourself and go from there. I mean, you can download it right off the web without having to go through the Android marketplace. Any GPS program, any Android application that isn't in the Android marketplace does have a website. It's absolutely free in most cases. So why don't you do yourselves a favor? Instead of sitting down, you know, saying, okay, well, I want to get a tablet, but I want to get it that does everything. guess what, people? The only thing mine doesn't do is what you don't want it to do. That simply put. So, with that being said, some of my favorite GPS applications are iGo software for the Android OS. The other one is OSM and, that's Oscar Sierra Mike Alpha November Delta. That's absolutely free. And then there's AndNav and AndNav 2. If you wanted to find all three of the applications, all you have to do is just go to andnav.org. That's A-N-D Alpha November Delta November Alpha Victor.org. Okay. They have at that site all the derivatives of that program. I mean, there's AndNav, AndNav 2, OSM Nav, OSM And. You know, there's a lot that are out there that are free and open source, and they run off of the OpenStreetMaps format. Every website for each application has very, very, very easy to use step-by-step directions on how to install it, what maps to use, how to convert, and all the rest of it. I mean, if you're not worried about putting a little bit of elbow grease into using your thoughts and using your tablet and saving yourself some cash to have an all-in-one solution, then by all means, buy a tablet, buy a GPS, buy a phone. But why do that when my tablets do the same thing? And I'm pretty sure that if you wanted, you could get a hold of Randy. And Randy Rowan would most likely love the challenge of sitting down and writing a GPS program for you. That's simple. So anyway, with that being said, I'm going to get off my soapbox. Some of the emails I've ended up receiving, because this has been one of the more requested shows that I had. I ended up getting an email from, who is this here? The Tester. I'm just going to leave names out of it. Just use, you know, online names. The Tester. Phil, I seen that you were going to be doing a show on Android GPS software programs that are out there, and I was hoping that you might be able to answer a question. Why do you suggest the ones that you do whenever I've ended up emailing you? Well, simply put, the ones that I end up suggesting, if you don't want to spend any money, are OSM and Nav and Nav 2, are simply because they're free. And you can get maps for them for absolutely nothing off of the OpenStreetMaps website. So there you go, the Tester. Hope that answers your question and it's nice and easy. Another question here is from... I love this email address. FunnyNympho76. What they've ended up asking me is where they can end up finding resources on GPS programs. I'm not going to repeat the absolute email because it's not very clean. All you have to do really is just Google Android GPS software. And to be honest, you can go through there and find a huge assortment of where you can start to write a GPS program, right to where you can download it for free. That's open source, all the rest of it. You can even find out what type you want to use as a licensing for it, whether you want to go with GPL or if you wanted to go with the MIT Berkeley licensing, so on, so on, so on. Now, that is going to be the end of the show tonight. As you can hear, I think I've rattled on long enough about this, so we'll just let the music play out. Please tune in very soon for episode 6. This one I am going to leave to myself. I'm not going to give you the name of it, but it does have to do with downloading music and movies and stuff like that. Okay. Again, thanks for tuning in. And as you can hear the music in the background, the music itself is actually from danosongs.com. Take a look at them. They're more than able to let you use their stuff and all the rest of it for commercial, non-commercial, so on and so forth. So check out danosongs.com, okay? Anyway, guys, take it easy, and I will see you soon.